about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, you guys are going to love this. It is the Oreo Cookie's birthday. Yep, happy birthday, Oreo Cookie. You know, I didn't like Oreo cookies because I just like chocolate. And I really thought that the Oreo didn't taste as chocolatey as something the chocolatey cover could be. But, you know, it's still a yummy cookie and it's good in ice cream. I guess the same year the Titanic sank, back in 1912, the Oreo biscuit was made. They called it Oreo biscuit. Probably because, you know, across the pond, they call cookies biscuits over there. It was produced by National Biscuit Company, which was later known as Nabisco. Yeah, see, this is cool stuff. 1921, the name changed to Oreo Sandwich. And then since 1937, it has been called the Oreo Cream Sandwich, Oreo Cookie. Okay, and then, of course, there's a song that I'm singing off key to. And then it's been sold in so many. Now, this is interesting, though. Okay, this is where I get mad. I had no idea that there's all these different flavors of Oreo. Apparently, China sells Oreos with raspberry, blueberry, or orange mango filling. Can you imagine a raspberry, blueberry I need to go online and order these. Indonesia has a strawberry, blueberry, or orange filling. Mexico has an Oreo trio chocolate. Oh, my gosh, chocolate trees. Three different kinds of chocolate in each Oreo. One each of the two cookies and a third in the filling. Oh, that's nice. And then there's a birthday cake Oreo featuring colored sprinkles in a vanilla-flavored theme, debuted in late February, and will be on store shelves through April. Oh, my. Did you guys know that? I know. We get double stuff. I like chocolate-filled Oreos with the chocolate cream, but I don't see those. Oh, you want to know what my favorite candy is? My favorite candy is the Kit Kat that has the chocolate wafer on the inside, and you never see it. You never see them again. That's frustrating. Absolutely frustrating. All right. Well, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. Animal House, by the way, is coming up with a musical. They're going to do a musical of Animal House, right? Yeah, right, from the 1970s? That's going to be good. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. All right. But a lot of interesting stuff. I guess at MIT, some of these people aren't cool enough, so they're actually teaching them some social skills. So we're going to be talking about what I guess the MIT people need to do. Apparently, children with asthma are more at risk for shingles. And I guess they have found that asthmatic kids don't really get what they need to from these asthmatic medications. You're seeing this more and more, how they're going to have to change medicines for those of us that aren't slim anymore. All right, because many of these medicines were designed for the average kilogram type person or average kilogram type kid. And even though, like, one of my children, he's skinny, but he weighs more than I did when I was twice his age. So because people are getting bigger, they're going to have to go back and make some changes. I also want to talk about this NFL bounty. Did you guys know about this? Where actually, I guess the Saints are being scrutinized, as well as some other sports teams, for actually having a bounty where, I guess, I'll tell you a little bit about it, but knocking off targeted opponents would be given a reward in terms of some of the players. And so that's, I guess, not allowed. We need to talk about that. And I guess Robert Kennedy is back in the news because the killer, all right, who we believe, Saran Saran, apparently is saying that there was another person involved and he was supposed to be the decoy. So we're going to kind of investigate a little bit about that. So as you can see, very, 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 very cool. Also, if we have time, I guess a newborn has died because he received herpes from a circumcision. How the heck does that happen? I'm blown. I'm still freaking out how Oreo turned 100. So please call it at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. You can email us at drdahlia.com. We got Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. All right, so it looks like there was going to be a cholesterol combo pill that might have also hit the market, and I guess FDA is saying, no, hold on. Apparently, they didn't want to endorse or they didn't want to pass a medication from Merck, where Merck included Lipitor. Now, remember, Lipitor was Pfizer's drug, but now that it's generic, I think it's free game. So I guess Merck was going to use atorvastatin from Lipitor as well as Zetia and do a combo pill. Now, isn't there already a combo pill? Yeah, it's called Vytorin. You have Zocor, right, simvastatin, and Zetia, and it works actually really well. But remember, these pharmaceutical companies are going to reinvent the same thing because they need more medicines out there on the market. Remember, as you lose a patent, you need to still make blockbuster drugs. So just like what they do with movies, you know how they just are they replaying The Godfather? In my town, they're replaying The Godfather, but I think they're doing it 3D. You know, when you run out of ideas, you just replay old movies. And then you digitalize it to 3D. Are you guys noticing that? Star Wars. Did you guys hear about that? Star Wars is going to be back in the theater for a fourth time. Because they're going to make Star Wars 3D. Now, of course, my kids are like, oh, I want to go. Even though I've seen the movies 2,000 times. But they just they are classics. I mean, sometimes you just can't, you know, beat that. So you just take a classic and you redo it. And I guess they're going to redo it 3D. So here with these medications, with these combo pills, I'm a huge fan of combo pills because I think we take too many pills already. You know, let's say your cholesterol is high, but they haven't knocked down your triglycerides or your LDL, the bad cholesterol, needs to be knocked down more. This Zetia medication, which actually works on the breast border in your small intestine, helps prevent additional absorption of your triglycerides and cholesterol. As opposed to your statin medication, the atorvastatin, rivastatin, simvastatin, what they do is they prevent you from making the cholesterol to begin with. So when you have those combo pills, they actually work really, really well. It's just, it sounds like to me they're doing the same thing. So FDA is asking Merck for more details. All right, you know, if we're going to approve another drug, same drug, we need to know why. My problem is it going to be more expensive? All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call it now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I mean, this is just fascinating stuff. You know, I'm reading up on what happened with Robert Kennedy, and unfortunately, you know, I wasn't old enough to, actually, I wasn't alive yet at that time to, you know what was going on and be able to follow it as a child. And so I guess, you know, Sharon, we've all known of. He is the one that had been arrested. And I guess there has always been, and you guys may actually know more about the subject than I do. So please, of course, chime in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where there was the possibility of a second shooter. And I guess it was believed at the time that it might have been Thane Eugene Caesar, who was the security guard that was escorting Kennedy as he was going to be, I guess, receiving the California Democratic's primary endorsement. Now, from what they're saying, they are the lawyers for Sharon, who I believe is now like in his late 60s. I guess he's serving a life sentence in Pleasant Valley State Prison. Although that's interesting. Okay, the shooter of Robert Kennedy, right, is serving a life sentence, yet John Hinckley Jr. is about to be released. This is ridiculous. Okay. Anyway, apparently he said that he was supposed to be a decoy and that Caesar shot Robert Kennedy from behind. Now, again, you know, just like with JFK, the autopsy or a lot of the results have been kept hush-hush. So, you know, you're hearing reports that many of the gunshot wounds that Robert Kennedy sustained couldn't have come from the front. And at that point, okay, well, then why don't they look at to see who was behind? They also said they never examined Caesar's firearm, which makes no sense. Now, if you think you're confused, get this. Apparently, Saran said he was hypnotized. That conspirators had hypnotized him, right, into doing the diversion shooting so that somebody close to him could shoot. So I guess they're trying to get him off immediately. I don't know why this is now coming about in 2012 with all this time. And, they're rehashing a very, very sad story. But honestly, I never thought any of the Kennedy assassinations, had fully disclosed information to us. I think there's a lot of kooky stuff. And maybe at that point, they just, I'm reading this as I go, sorry, saying three bullets struck Kennedy's body while a fourth passed harmlessly through the shoulder of his suit coat. The assassination was not captured by any cameras, but the sounds of the shooting were perceived on the audio tape of a single cassette recorder. All right, so I'm trying to look. They say, Saran's lawyers say the audio tape reveals that a second gun fired at least five shots in addition to the eight shots fired by their client. Pepper and Dusek, as I guess the lawyers, based this on an analysis of the recording of the audio tape, who has concluded that the sounds of the 13 shots can be counted on the tape, even though there were only eight bullets in Saran's one and only gun. So, if you're hearing more bullets than the ones that could have been in the gun, there was another shooter. That's where they're saying. Oh, that's going to be interesting if he gets off. Again, why is this coming out now? I don't know. They say for decades after the 1968 assassination, Saran claimed he could not remember the Kennedy shooting. Pepper and Dusek argue this because he was hypno-programmed by conspirators to fire his gun in the pantry and to then forget the shooting. His programming and those who programmed him. Do you guys believe in hypnotherapy? I actually do. I mean, I've had people that swear they were hypnotized. I think the mind could be manipulated. I mean, in this particular case, I don't know. I mean, that's a great defense. I was hypnotized, I guess. But I do believe it. I've though never seen it. You know, I've never seen it to the point where I could say, and I've never let somebody do it on me. I don't want to. You know, my fear is they're going to, you know, come up with a word like chocolate and I start taking off my clothes. And me, because I love chocolate, you know, I'd be taking off my clothes all the time. So, no, I don't want to rehash the past of my college days. No, I'm joking. Okay, so no. So anyway, I've never let myself be hypnotized, but probably that would be the proof I need. But I still think it's out there, and I still think it's plausible. And this particular one, Saran, no. So now, I mean, is that true? I mean, I got to admit, that would be pretty easy. If you hear the shots on the audio tape, and it's a clear audio tape, right, and he only had X amount of bullets that he could shoot, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, you know, these conspirators, they're pretty crafty people. It just, I don't know what they're going to do all these years later, even if the other person is still alive. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what's going on with this NFL bounty? All right, so I guess the NFL has uncovered a big money bounty program, they said, for players of the New Orleans Saints. All right, and they think it also has extended to other teams like Buffalo Bills, Titans, Redskins, Jaguars, that they may be expected to hear from the NFL soon as they're being scrutinized for this. All right. Apparently, let me see, was this a defensive coordinator? Yeah. The ex-Saints defensive coordinator Williams has admitted and apologized for running a bounty pool, Greg Williams, of up to $50,000 over the past three seasons that rewarded players with $1,000 playoffs for knocking targeted opponents out of games. Ooh, that's nasty. He will meet Monday with NFL investigators in the New York area, according to two people familiar with the investigation. Well, that's nice. He says it was a terrible mistake and we knew it was wrong while we were doing it. You know, I always wondered that. You know, when you see somebody like, you know, in the Super Bowl or even in the playoffs and they just get knocked out and they're good players, and they get knocked out for a knee, and you just wonder, you know, what did they have to hit that hard? You know, wow. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody in the Super Bowl this year is going to be implicated in this. You know, it looks like they're looking more right now at the Buffalo Bills and the Titans, et cetera. But, you know, what kind of money are they talking about here? They say NFL said payoffs were made by the Saints for inflicting game-ending injuries on targeted players, including quarterbacks Brett Favre and Kurt Warner. Knockouts, quote-unquote, were worth $1,500 and cart-offs $1,000, with payments doubled or tripled for the playoffs. No wonder. You know when I see somebody knocked down, sometimes you see the other guys go, yeah, you know, yeah, and then they go off. I mean, maybe this really is, wow, that would be horrible. Absolutely horrible. See, I know y'all are thinking I'm a girl. I would, if I was on the opposing team, especially with my medical background, go over and go, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Can I help you? See, I would never last on an NFL football team, would I? All right. Boy, no punishments have been handed out, but they can include suspensions, fines, and loss of draft picks. Several players around the league have said the Saints and Williams weren't the only ones with such a system. So I guess many people knew the system existed, and nobody said anything. That is uncool. I mean, that's hard to prove, though. You sack somebody, you know, I mean, it's wow. I guess, well, wait a second, unnecessary roughness. Isn't there unnecessary roughness in basketball? I know. Yes, my husband will give me a lesson. All right, I'll have my husband give me a lesson in sports lingo. But is unnecessary roughness basketball? So if unnecessary roughness is basketball, maybe they need an unnecessary roughness for the NFL. See, this is why my kids want to play football, because I would be out there, you know, I'm the mama, right, the mama bear. I would be so mad. I'd be like, oh, unnecessary roughness, not cool. Leave my baby alone. He's my baby. My kids would be like, really, Mom? I still do that just to embarrass them. You know, like my kid will go up there for a school play, right, and he'll do some, you know, beautiful acting job or singing or whatever. He'll sit down, you know, and of course I'm in back because I always get there late because of work. And I'm like, oh, that's my baby. Oh, that's my baby. You know, and I'm pretending to cry with my with my Kleenex. And my husband even walks away. He's like, you're embarrassing me, woman. Quit embarrassing me. All right, well, speaking about embarrassing, Paula Deen is being sued. Okay, no, not because of diabetes. Paula Deen and her brother apparently own a restaurant, the Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House in Savannah. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House. Apparently, the brother had brought, allegedly, inescapable pornography to the workplace all the time, visited pornographic websites in the kitchen computer, and did not log off. All right, Lisa Jackson was the manager, and she is the one filing suit. Hears also asked Jackson to bring photos of herself to work when she was younger, reportedly telling her, you have nice legs. He is also accused of making comments about other women on staff, calling them fat girls, as well as making sexually suggestive and racial jokes. Apparently, he tried to kiss her on the face, too. Okay, you see, as a boss, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, porn, a lot of you, okay, may not realize that you could get in trouble for having porn at work. We had somebody years ago that had some porn sites at work, and he got in trouble because he was on his break. You aren't allowed to do that. You can't look at porn at work. You're going to be sued for sexual harassment. Okay? No porn. Solitaire good, porn bad. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 4 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, my gosh. Are you guys getting allergies? Are you? No? I cannot breathe. Cannot breathe. But I shouldn't complain. We're looking right now. What happened in San Francisco? They had two earthquakes. One was 2.8 and then another 4.0. I'm really watching the Pacific Northwest. You guys know that. Because that's what all the scientists are predicting. There's supposed to be a big one at the Pacific Northwest. Big like New Zealand, Chile, and Japan big. That kind of big. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on that. Snooki's pregnant. Oh, I don't care. Snooki's pregnant. Demi Moore is out of rehab. Yay. Good for Demi Moore. I tell you. You know, that's an in thing. Okay? Bad publicity is good publicity. You know that. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, why is everybody giving Demi Moore a bad rap? Well, they're not giving her a bad rap. They're giving her publicity. Nobody was talking about Demi Moore until she had her, I guess, Whippet Fest. And then what else did she do? I guess she was drinking Red Bulls for all her meals.
And then a bunch of, you know, kids were like, oh, I could do that. I could go on Red Bulls and lose weight, too. Yeah. So, you know, it's all, you guys, you really have to watch what's going on in Hollywood with a grain of salt. Okay, remember, they need media. You need media. You know, radio hosts need media, too, right? That's what I think part of this whole Rush Limbaugh thing was. I mean, he has been talked about now for days. He's been in the news, and then everybody was listening to his apology. You know, it was, even I was. I was doing morning drive today for Heidi Harris, and I was driving to work after doing morning drive and turned Rush on. Listened to it, and it was, I mean, he really sounded sincere. He was like, those were the wrong words, I'm sorry. He really sounded sincere. And, you know, people are like, oh, he's probably regretting this, or his bosses are probably regretting this. I don't know. Again, people are listening. You know, you want people listening. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you need to do something. No, I don't want to do a gimmick. I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to be mean. I just want to tell it like it is. I do not want to do that. Well, Dr. Dahlia, maybe you should go to rehab. I don't do anything to go to rehab. I mean, maybe chocolate. You know, I could go to a chocolate farm to try to stop eating chocolate. But I haven't had chocolate now in 6 hours. I've had chocolate for 6 hours. I'm Dr. Dahlia. And it's been 6 hours since my last chocolate. Hi, Dr. Dahlia. So that's kind of interesting stuff. Okay, now what's going on with our Levi jeans? Apparently they say sandblasting jeans is linked to lung cancer. All right, Fox News is reporting that Target has joined the ranks of other clothing stores who have banned the practice of sandblasting denim jeans. The technique has been linked with an incurable form of lung cancer, per the Daily Mail. Fox reports sandblasting is a factory technique used to make jeans and other clothing look distressed or worn in. It involves firing minute particles of silica on high pressure at denim, which gives the fabric a faded appearance. Oh, I used to love those jeans in the 80s. And then you'd start cutting holes in them. My mom would flip. You're buying a pair of pants and then you're cutting them and you want them used? Why don't you wear the new jeans? She couldn't understand that concept. Factory workers who inhale the silica dust are in danger of developing silicosis, which is a fatal pulmonary disease. Silicosis, you don't want to get that. Target said it is exploring other ways to express denim, such as scraping the material by hand, a more laborious but safer process. Textile workers can simply distress denim by hand with safer tools. Why don't you just, I mean, if you want to sell a pair of jeans, and if this is what these kids are into, why don't you take a whole bunch of jeans outside to the parking lot, let it get rained on, let it get snowed on, let it get muddy, take a truck, drive over it back and forth, let a dog come by, take a dump on the pants, drive over it some more, wash it off and sell them. You know, that seems a lot easier than by hand trying to wreck the jeans. Other stores, including Levi, H&M, and Versace, oh, this is a fancy, is it Versailles, Versace, have already banned factory sandblasting. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and when you're driving down, I don't know if it's Spring Mountain, one of the hotels advertises some of the stores. And I was with, I guess, my husband's aunt, and we were looking for the entrance into this hotel, and I saw Channel, C-H-A-N-E-L. And I'm like, there, turn Channel right there. Turn it Channel. And my husband's aunt is like, that's Chanel. Like, oh, okay, well then turn there. I think I heard of it. It just, I never, you can tell I don't shop there. Target, I do. And I hate calling it Target. I really do. Okay, what's going on? We're not done yet. No, we're not done yet. There's somewhere Dr. Dahlia. By the way, you guys could call in anytime, you know. If you don't like what I'm talking about, you want to change the subject, because we're going to talk about a good one now. We're talking about circumcision and herpes. This is a juicy one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, what's this here? Excuse me. You get the gas. I am sorry. Oh, my. See, everybody gets mad at Rush Limbaugh. Nobody cares if I burp. A 2-week-old infant died, this is serious, people, at a Brooklyn hospital in September after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision. They say a controversial religious circumcision ritual reported by New York Daily News. A spokesperson for the city medical examiner said the unidentified baby boy died at Maimonides Hospital. They said the official cause of death was listed as, quote-unquote, disseminated herpes simplex virus type 1, complicating ritual circumcision with oral suction. Okay. Now, I don't know if any of you are familiar with circumcision, all right? We circumcised our children. We had them oil. They used a clamp, right? And they used the Mogen clamp. It only lasted a couple seconds. The kid did great. But apparently, ultra-Orthodox Jewish circumcision, known as the Mitziah Bepe, if I pronounce that right, the rabbi or moil removes blood from the wound with his mouth. Okay? The Brit Milah, also known as a circumcision, is a rite of passage, as we all know. Boys have to get it by day 7 or 8. I'm sorry. I'm reading this as I go. I should know. All right. No, don't they? Okay, boy, this is ridiculous. I should know this. Okay. Now, I've performed circumcisions where we used a plasty bell. We used a gonco. Because we weren't religious, we didn't, you know, put our mouths. But I guess in the Orthodox, I guess in some Orthodox circles, they actually use their mouth. So if the moil had type 1 herpes on his mouth, then he passed it to the child. This is what they're saying. And then unfortunately died. Oh, that is horrible. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. Now, of course, you know, I'm a big proponent of circumcision. Huge, okay, day 8. Thank you, day 8. Big proponent of circumcision. I can't tell you how many boys that don't get a circumcision end up getting phimosis. They get the head of the penis stuck, and then they have to go in and have general surgery to have something done. We've had grown men that we've had to go back and circumcise. Not to mention, there's been many studies showing proof that penile cancer is lessened because you have less trapping of the HPV virus, less trapping of HIV, etc. I've never heard of this where a newborn dies. This is absolutely horrifying. So we'll see if we get some more information on this. But wow, I mean, that just blows my mind. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to ice cream. All right. Let's go to ice cream. I need to talk about something happy. Ice cream can be as addictive as cocaine. They say a team at the Oregon Research Institute says it has found that the brain is wanting more and more ice cream the same way as a person who regularly uses cocaine. All right? They say overeating high-fat or high-sugar foods appear to change how the brain responded and in turn downgraded the mental reward. This downregulation pattern is seen with frequent drug use, where the more an individual uses a drug, the less reward they receive. Well, that's right. That first scoop of ice cream, you're in la-la land. I'd be in la-la land if my allergies go away. You would just be in la-la land. But the more you eat, then the more you become tolerant to. That's the term they're using. All participants wanted the ice cream, but those who may eat the most enjoyed it less and less. Instead, they had to eat more of it to experience the same level of enjoyment. Hence, you could get weight gain. You know what I like? I like Rocky Road ice cream with strawberry syrup. That's my favorite type of ice cream. All right, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Got it. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Your Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me there. Facebook. And, you know, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There is an on-demand button that hooks you right up to GCN, and you can hear shows 24-7. Also, we have an area where you could hook up to my podcast or to my archives. We make it very, very easy. I know many of you are very, very busy. And by the way, thank you for all the guest book posts. A lot of my truckers are posting, hopefully not posting while driving. But thank you. I love to hear where you guys are listening from. So you go to my website. It says guestbook. Love to see the comments. Of course, keep them clean. Keep them clean. Okay, what's this? The world's worst tourists are American? Okay, a recent Living Social survey showed that Americans may live up to their poor reputation while traveling abroad. But most of those surveyed identify themselves as Americans. So I guess Americans think that Americans are the worst tourists. The results show that Americans, as well as Canadians and Australians, all named U.S. travelers as the world's worst tourists. They say those in the U.S. rank themselves as the worst travelers by a shocking 20%, followed by 15% saying the Chinese were the most substandard tourists. In the survey, 5,600 people in five countries were polled. However, hatred for the stereotypical fanny pack-toting American wasn't universal in the study. This is reported by Daily Mail. The Irish ranked the British as the worst travelers, and the British thought very poorly of German tourists. They say American travelers are stereotyped in a number of ways, but most common is that they wear unflattering casual clothing like cargo pants, sweatshirts, white trainers, and baseball caps, and they talk too loudly. Wait a second. I was in Disneyland a few weeks ago. I hope they're not talking. That's what I wore. Some think that speaking loudly equates speaking clearly. In addition, 4 out of 10 U.S. respondents said they accidentally packed or intentionally stole items from hotels, with towels being the most popular items to snatch. I've stolen towels, but not because I wanted to, it's just because when I scoop everything up at the end. In a more positive light, the study showed another American misconception was not true. They are well-traveled. The study shows that 78% of Americans have visited at least one foreign country. Can't tell Canada, Mexico versus Europe. And many people would like to visit more. Okay, well, you know, if you're going to call us names, we're not going to visit your country. We'll spend our money elsewhere. Thank you. All right. What's going on here in MIT? Social skills, right, inside MIT's Charm School, where super smart students take life lessons. Staff at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, you know, that's when, well, I guess Benjamin Netanyahu went to MIT. He is very, very classy, isn't he? Very suave, dapper. All right, staff at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have been urging their brilliant but notoriously nerdy students to enroll in the college. Okay, this is from Daily Online. I don't think many MIT students are nerdy. I mean, I was at the top of my class. Was I a nerd? Really? Do I seem like I'm a nerd? Yeah? Well, okay. Well, I guess. Takes one to know one. They are taught important life skills such as how to use a knife and fork properly, how to shake hands, and why it is important not to wear clothes with a three-week-old mustard stain on them. Come on, MIT. Oh, yeah, see, its alumni include Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. See, I knew. General Kofi Annan, astronaut Buzz Aldrin. See? Okay, however, apparently, this charm school, I guess, how many students enroll in this? Other classes, how to dress for success, dating etiquette. Oh, I could have used some dating etiquette, big time. How to shake hands and body language. Dr. Dahlia, could you please keep your knees together when you're wearing a skirt? Oh, sorry, sir. All right, let me see. All right. 6 charm credits gets them a bachelor's degree. 8 earns them a master's, and 10 entitles them to a full-fledged doctorate. Oh, that's no fair. You see, once you're in the school, then you could get a doctorate. I don't know if I could do charm school. You have to have really good grammar, don't you? Yeah, you got to speak really good. I'm not really good with public speaking. I'm not. I'm kind of shy. I don't know if I could do charm school. I remember my friends wanted me to join Cotillion. Yeah, my mom practically laughed right out of her chair. Really? Really? But, you know, I did the whole balancing the book, you know. See, the problem is I grew breasts very early. And they kind of grew to the point where, you know, you missed the first 6 letters of the alphabet. And so I really had trouble with my balance. I always did. Always had trouble with my balance. Okay. Now, what's going on here with children and their asthma? Okay. All right, a few things. Okay, one is many children are not responding well to these inhaled corticosteroids. Remember, a lot of these doses are one dose fits all. And now that kids are getting a little bit more obese, the levels may need to be changed. So my recommendation is if you have a child, and I don't even want to use the word obese, but a higher BMI. I mean, my boys, they're built like their dad. Okay, they're stocky kids, but they're not fat. by any means, but they're stocky. So, you know, just talk to your doctor. If you don't think the medicine regimen is working, it's because they may need something a little bit more adult dose. I mean, we're supposed to go by weight, but sometimes we don't want to with you know, our children because, again, they're only five or they're only eight. So I would say, you know, just kind of keep in mind, don't, you know, if an asthma medicine regimen isn't working, switch gears. Now, apparently children with asthma are at higher risk for shingles also. Now, we thought shingles only really hits adults. I mean, I've known it'll hit younger people. But shingles, remember, is your chickenpox that goes dormant and then it decides to come back out when you're stressed. Well, what stresses you? Steroids. So sometimes if you're given steroids, that shingles will come out. So they say children with asthma have a high risk of developing shingles. Now, 1 million people are infected with herpes zoster every year, and we have a vaccine, okay? Usually hits people over age 60, and they're starting to say you can vaccinate at age 50. It used to be you had to wait till you're 60, then they realized, well, duh, you know, maybe we should do it a little bit earlier. And one shot should do it for adults. But now you have kids that have never had a history of shingles that are now coming out with it, and this is painful. Remember, with shingles, even for grown-ups, for those of you listening, a lot of times you think it's a bite. You think you got bit by something. And then you take a look, and you see these little, like blisters. And then you're like, well, that's kind of odd. I'll put a salve on it or some cream. And then it gets worse, and it hurts, and it burns, and it itches. And it's usually one side of the body. Now, people always go, Dr. Dolly, am I contagious? You are contagious to somebody who's never had chickenpox. If there's a baby in the house, a newborn that's never had chickenpox, and they touch your shingles, you're going to give them chickenpox because it's a varicella virus. The varicella virus is what causes shingles and chickenpox. However, if your wife had the chickenpox already, your daughter, etc., no, you're not going to give shingles. Your wife won't catch shingles from you. All right, but because you don't know who at work could have it, we always tell people keep covered up. Okay, now catch it early. This stuff has to be caught early. The earlier you catch it and institute the antivirals, the better. If not, you get the breakout all along that dermatome. Because remember, the shingles decides to get quiet and live in your nerve. So if it decides to, along that nerve, which is why it would be one side of the body, nerve pain, you can't rub away. Okay, you can maybe bang your elbow, right? Sometimes the funny bone, it'll smart a little bit. Maybe you could get it to go away a little bit. But when you have shingles, that sucker is going to live there until it quiets down. And we could be talking weeks. Sometimes the pain could go on indefinitely. We call that post-herpetic neuralgia. Okay? So my recommendation is as soon as you see any bumps that pop up, get it checked out. But Dr. Dahlia, what if I've had the shingles vaccine already? Why waste my time at the doctor? No, you go. I really apologize. I'm not making fun of callers. It's just sometimes I have to do a different voice so you guys know it's a caller. No, I'm not trying to Phil Hendry it. He's amazing. But sometimes I have to use a different voice so you know it's another caller. Okay, I'm not saying all of you sound like that. You don't all sound like this. I probably sound like this, but you don't all sound like this. So go get your herpes shot, please. Please. Thank you. All right, guys. All right, we are going to be back for another hour. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home. This is Dr. Dahlia.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right. We'll be right back.